Ashley Babbitt, Remember Her Name. By Fred Brownbill. I am only one, but I am one. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do the something that I can do. What I can do, I should do. And what I should do, by the grace of God, I will do. Edward Everett Hale. Ashley Babbitt was murdered by a black Capitol police officer on January 6 this year. She was unarmed. No gun, no knife, no pepper spray. Nothing. She did not present a physical threat to any of the body armor-clad and supposedly well-trained police officers present that notorious day. She stood 5 feet 6 inches and weighed 135 pounds. She was a 14-year Air Force military veteran. She traveled from California, the land of fruits and nuts, to attend President Trump's rally. The reason for the rally was an effort to stop Congress from certifying President Biden's Electoral College victory. The stolen and fraudulent Democrat Party win was plain wrong. It was obviously and blatantly false, and Congress was going along with it. She was a true patriot who not only served her country with honor but loved her country. Let me paint a different scenario. Let's look at the case of the fatal but totally justified police shooting of Makia Bryant, a black teenager, 16, who charged at two black young people with a knife. Nicholas Reardon, a young white police officer since 2019, arrived after the 911 call to find Makia Bryant slashing wildly at two other young black girls. His body cam clearly shows he yelled multiple times for her to put down the knife, which she failed to do. In order to save the other two from certain death or serious injury, he shot the culprit. Within an hour, his name and personal details were discovered and were released. His family was threatened. His life was threatened. The police chief did not come out and support him. Demands were made for his arrest on murder charges. The disgusting media even deliberately took out images of the knife to further inflame the crowds. Of course, this girl who was in foster care was described by an absent grandmother as a shy and quiet girl, who liked making hair and dance videos on TikTok. Aren't they always when there is a real chance of millions of dollars from a settlement? So, a white cop justifiably and legally shot a black girl armed with a large and sharp carving knife, and his life is irrevocably changed for the worse. A black officer seemingly shot a white woman who was not a threat to anyone, and he is protected. Months later, his name is unknown. The investigation that took months decided he did nothing wrong. Hell yes, he did. He is still living his life and drawing a large salary, having in my mind murdered an unarmed American citizen. The family of Ashley is now suing to find the name of this officer in the Capitol Police after Biden's Justice Department decided in April no charges would be filed. The DOJ said this was after the Metropolitan Police Department had conducted a thorough investigation. I call BS. The family is rightly suing to get all video and other evidence released, being as the DOJ had not to date responded to any Freedom of Information Act requests, as they are legally obligated to do. They also are suing for $10 million for wrongful death and possibly failure to train, discipline and supervise the officer who killed Babbitt. I await the results of these justified lawsuits with bated breath. Will the case be dealt with as quickly as it would have been should the victim had been black and the cop white? Will a dollar value for her life be as great as that for the Floyd family? Will the MPD and the DOJ play nicely and lawfully? I am guessing not. I think this will be a fight for justice every inch of the way. Fred Brownbill at the Save America Foundation. Copyright Fred Brownbill 2021.